Seated, and before I begin my sermon, I just want to do a little check here that if you have a sheet of paper that has the days of Elijah on it, it's the song that I'm going to be asking you to sing, but we also have the words on the screen, so you don't have to really look at the words, but sometimes I know if you haven't heard this song before, it's good to have words in front of you, and I don't want you to miss a thing. I want you to see the words, I want you to hear the words, and I want you to inwardly digest them and take it home with you, and you might need it later on today. Because I'm going to be asking you to say something over and over again today when you remember it. And the saying is, there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Want to try that? There's no God like Jehovah. Great. Okay, we got that down. And I'd like you to repeat that any time during the day, especially on Transformation Sunday. What does that mean? God is no God like Jehovah. What does it mean, those readings we just heard about people having white faces and shining bright? It sounds like a Lucasfilm, a Star Wars film. But it means even more than that. So, may the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord my God. Well, as Scripture today we've heard, astonishing things happen on mountains. When the Bible tells us that something is going up a mountain, get ready. It's time to fasten your seatbelts. Right away, you know something completely out of the ordinary is going to happen. Something special and sacred is about to take place. And that's just what happens in today's gospel reading from Luke. And it's also said in Matthew and Mark. Jesus is presented as someone who is exceptional, even remarkable. But he is also seen as a human, a man who amazed people with miracles. Fish and the bread, just being one of those, healing many miracles. People were following him all over the place because he could heal people. And his teachings, Beatitudes, the beautiful teachings that he was talking about, they never heard those things before. How if you suffer, God is going to take care of you. And there were still many ways in which Jesus was like you and me. Got tired. He got angry. And he just, was walking along, probably had aches and pains the same as you and me. But he certainly died a more ignominious death than any of us can ever possibly suffer. But then out of nowhere, we are told that Jesus reaches the top of the mountain, and there with Peter, John, and James, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Now, that's better than any Tide commercial I've ever seen. And we now know that they have left the humdrum, ordinary person we know as Jesus Christ. And they can only describe him as being translucent. We have entered the realm of the holy, and we're still on that mountain with Christ in the scripture readings. On the mountaintop, we are introduced to two of the most eminent of all Hebrew scripture heroes, Moses and Elijah. Until this experience, Jesus' disciples treated him as an equal. He was just one of us guys. Until these great prophets of the ages appeared with him. And then, not only with them, but a cloud covers them and covers the top of the mountain. And then a voice, more and more, comes from the cloud. And the cloud says, in the cloud, this is my beloved. Listen to him. Wow. Listen to what he's saying? He's saying some unbelievable stuff. What the disciples must have believed, were confused. I was very confused. Went to seminary for 12 years, and then they said, you're going to be a priest one of these days, and you're going to take that bread, and it's no longer going to be bread, it's going to be the body of Christ. You take some wine in this chalice. You say these words, and something's going to happen. And it really happened. It's going to be the body and blood of Jesus. I said, oh, sure. Okay, if you say so, and this is God saying so, through the ages that we have a priesthood like that, that can be changed bread and water, bread and wine, into his body and blood. And now you believe it too, because you're going to come up and receive it in communion. And then you're going to be, have Jesus in you. And you're going to be just like Jesus. There's no God like Jehovah. Only God can do something like that. Okay. Jesus, we are told by his by this voice, is unique in all human history, transcending all those who have gone before. He alone is God. Son of God, he's called. Then out of the cloud comes the only directive that the voice has ever given from heaven. Notice that it is not go worship with him, or it is not adore him. Doesn't say, now you are to praise him. Instead, it is much more intimate, caring command. Listen to him. Follow him and allow the experience to transform our hearts, to bring about a transplant of the Holy Spirit. You got it when you were baptized, so you can't remember that back that far, probably. But when you see other people's baptisms in the new church liturgy, we have baptisms a couple times a year for all of us to participate, to remember what people said for us when we were just a little infant. We don't remember that. And confirmation, maybe remember something like that. Those were repeated at your confirmation as well. And when a priest gets ordained and a bishop gets ordained, we say those again. We say them at least a couple times a year. So, what's our command? Follow him. Allow the experience to transform our hearts, to bring about a transplant of the Spirit. This heavenly voice isn't just informing us that Jesus is God's Son, informing us that information. The voice is encouraging us to understand and live out that message, that we all are God's sons and daughters. You're going to receive communion. You're going to receive the same bread of life that I do. And that's nothing but miraculous, more than miraculous. It's a mystery. And I'm okay with that. I used to be bothered by that, saying, no, I've got to really figure this out. And in my philosophy classes and theology classes, it was just mentioned, you got to believe it. Jesus did it, got to believe it. And once you accept that and find out Jesus is inside of you, that's power. That you're carrying Jesus around wherever you go. Watch yourself. Be careful. Listen, and then follow the light. It's a joyful light. It's a light that will be with you the rest of your life. Through pains and sufferings, whatever you go through, Jesus is with you. I'd like us now to listen to this song and sing along if you feel you can know the words. As I said, they're right up here or right in front of you. But it's a song about there's no God like Jehovah. Wow. He can perform a miracle. He can make that bread and wine himself. And then when I eat it, I become like Jesus, just like Jesus. There is no God like Jehovah. Okay? Ready, Bo?
Days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, at the trumpet call. It's your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and now I'm dying.
Jehovah.
There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah.
Hear it.
There is no God like Jehovah. 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 There's 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 no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee.
Moment of silence and listen. He's here, and he's in each and every one of us. Unbelievable, amazing, powerful. Thank you, God. Please stand for our Nicene Creed, where we